There are out there right now devices at most of the ports of entry to the United States that look at commerce that are things called scintillation counters. They measure radiation on commerce that comes into the country. The problem is that radiation, naturally occurring radiation, exists in bananas, in toilet seats, in kitty litter, and lots of other things that come into the country. And what these things are really designed to look at is radiation from either materials or weapons that can be that are nuclear weapons, or materials that what nuclear weapons can be made of. So these devices are devices that have the ability to identify specific, special nuclear materials that people would make weapons out of, and allow the usual commerce to get through without being held up.
So what they need is to make them be able to discern between something that might be harmful and something as innocuous as kitty litter?
Or bananas. For example, yes. Yes. So these devices that are more sophisticated than what's out there now are capable of looking at the equivalent of a fingerprint of nuclear material that people have or would imagine making weapons out of.
Okay, so but we've already spent a lot of money on this equipment, though, right?
On the equipment that is being proposed to be put into place, yeah, we own the country owns about 25 to 30 of them now, and what they want to buy is a whole lot more. What our report suggests is that first you got to do some more careful science on the ones that you have, and to see if they actually do the job or not.
How would they go about doing that? Any recommendations there?
Yes, we have recommendations there. There are two ways. The first is to continue to test these, but at the same time build some sophisticated modeling, computer modeling, that can allow you to look at extreme circumstances that you can't actually test, but circumstances that some bad people might want to put the configurations into. For example, carefully shield them and things like that. And you can model these, computer model these, and then do the tests with our existing instruments.
Was that something that was lacking with the original purchase of these pieces of equipment?
Well, the computer modeling was the sophisticated computer modeling wasn't out there and allow people to do computer experiments over a much broader range. That wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
with these things. But you know, the proposal is to build a whole lot of them at this point, and we're suggesting slow down and use the ones you've got to see how good they are.
Because building a whole lot of them would cost another few hundred million, maybe $1 billion.
That's correct. It would be of order $1 billion, and then when you put the whole lifetime cycle into it, it might double that.
Now, the tightrope that everybody's walking is trying to get these detectors out there as fast as possible for safety's sake, but at the same time, getting it done right, you know, expediency versus getting it done correctly.
And so that's the advice that we give, is to put the ones that we have that are sitting on the shelf somewhere, put them out there now, and in the meantime, have a very aggressive scientific program to determine how well and whether there can be improvements on that to put more out there.
Is that the final solution?
There is no final solution.
Uh-huh.
The world keeps changing, and as the world keeps changing, technology improves, and we believe that over time there will be better technology, and people should be aware of it.
So this is a matter of continuing the testing and and putting it through its paces before actually relying on it and busting a big old box of bananas.
Right.
Got it.
That's right.
So have you gotten a response from DHS or even from lawmakers?
Sure. I've gotten response from a variety of people, all the way from the people that are actually doing the program to the Deputy Secretary of DHS to to lawmakers and the staffers, Senate and congressional appropriations, and these responses have, for the most part, been very positive, and they have thanked us for having looked at the at it from a scientific and engineering perspective.
So they're on board, and hopefully the testing will continue.
I believe that they're on board. I believe that there will be some congressional language that will lay out for the most part the things that we've recommended.
So for this, is your work done, or is there more to do?
No, it's not done at all. This was an interim report because we were originally asked to report on the scientific robustness and the cost-benefit analysis. There is no cost-benefit analysis yet. That's still ongoing at DHS. And the testing, we believe, should be going on continuously with computer modeling the way I described. So this was an interim report, and I suspect we'll be asked to keep on top of it and monitor it as it goes.
I was about to ask you when your final report's going to be, but you probably don't know that yet. It's way too early.
I have no idea when the final report will be.
Okay, and so the next step then is the cost-benefit analysis, or is it too early for that too?
No, there should be a cost-benefit analysis. They should be working on a cost-benefit analysis now, because ultimately it's legitimate to ask the question, should the money be spent on these devices as opposed to other ways to make the nation secure from rogue nuclear materials.